possibly have in your nose I don't have?
Oh, was I snoring?
I can't believe you're alive.
God, I dreamt we were really good friends with Dean Martin.
Hey, it's 6:45 on a completely gross Friday morning in New York. Lincoln Tunnel is...
Why do we let this man in our bedroom?
Can you run the shower and make the coffee? I think I'm pregnant. Just kidding. Make the coffee.
Tell me why I love you like I do. Tell me who can stop my heart as much as you. Secrets, and I'll tell you most of mine. They say nobody's perfect, well, that's really true this time. I don't have the answers, I don't have a plan. I'm mad about you, baby, so help me understand what we do. You can whisper in my ear where we go. Who knows what happens after here? Let's take each other's hand as we jump into the final frontier. About you, baby. Yeah, I'm mad about you.
Honey, I'm leaving in 5 seconds.
You're not waiting for me?
If we're not on the subway by 8, all the non-sticky seats are taken.
Well, listen, you don't have to pick up the dry cleaning today.
Okay. How come?
Because I never took it in. It's still sitting in a shopping bag under my desk.
In your office?
I forgot it.
Our dry cleaning is in your office? Honey, people walk by there. Strangers. You know, they look under your desk and they see my soiled garments.
They're not on display. They're under my desk.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Somebody drops a pencil, it rolls under your desk. Next thing you know, some guy I never met's walking around with my pants on his head, you know. How good could I feel about something like that?
It doesn't bother you that we haven't had sex in 5 days?
Hello.
I just don't understand why it doesn't bother you. It's been almost a week.
It's not a week.
Sunday will be a week. What's going on with us?
What's going on is that we're married 5 months and the sexual part is over. See, I thought you understood that. I'm sorry. That's what happens now. I play checkers in the park and you start arguing with buses. Come on.
It's not funny.
Serious?
I'm very serious. What's going on with us?
Nothing is going on. It's stuff happens.
What stuff?
Stuff, life stuff, my life, your life. Look, Monday, I was editing film till 2 a.m, and then Tuesday, you had the conference thing, and then we saw my parents, which, you know, killed the mood Wednesday and frankly sucked the life out of me Thursday, so. So there you go, there's your week right there.
What can I say? I'm a woman. I have needs.
I understand.
I'm young.
No one's arguing.
I'm vital.
And beautiful.
Are my ears too big for my head?
And very neurotic.
No, seriously, is my head getting smaller?
You know, I didn't want to say anything, but yes, and for some time now.
Stop.
Listen, can we just do nothing?
Really?
Really.
Don't toy with me, white boy.
I'm serious. Listen, tonight, we'll both come home early, and we'll have dinner.
And sex. I really think we should have sex.
Can I please finish? We have dinner at 7. Figure foreplay 8:15. If we're naked at 8:30, we're, you know, wheezing and sweating at 9.
Perfect.
All right.
I'm gonna make lasagna.
Ooh, you could do that?
Well, I can try. We can open that nice wine we got from Fran and Mark. Oh, no.
What?
Fran and Mark. We're having dinner with Fran and Mark.
What are you talking about?
We have plans.
I had no knowledge of this.
Yes, you did.
Well, you never said anything.
Last Friday, as we left the apartment, you said, what are we doing for dinner? I said, we have no plans, but the next Friday, we're seeing Fran and Mark. What?
You were out of town last Friday.
Damn it.
But a nice try. That was really good.
So great. What are we going to do?
We blow them off.
That's not nice. We're always canceling on them.
Yeah, because we don't like them.
But they're such good friends.
Just call Fran. Tell her that we can't do it.
You call her.
She's your friend. Besides, you're much better at that kind of
thing. That's ridiculous.
Can we just discuss it in the elevator, please? What? What is it now?
I just have to leave the window open for the dog.
Honey, it's an apartment. It's not a Volvo. Why do we go through this?
Because the kid who walks him can't get up here till 3 and the heat's on.
Yeah, but...
A burglar is not gonna climb up 11 stories.
Cat burglars, that's all they do. They climb and they steal. Oh, honey, come on. If we're not here in 2 seconds, I'm going in your closet. I'm moving all your clothes around. How does that mean I don't like your outfit?
You don't.
I love your outfit. Oh, you're out of your mind.
See, this is why you guys are so good together.
Why?
Because you make time for each other. Mom and Dad never did that.
Does this look like enough to you?
Well, I'm not that hungry.
Oh, did you want to stay?
No. No, I'm not going to interfere with your date. Besides, I already have plans.
Well, anything good?
I'm going to wallow.
Why?
Because you got the husband and the good hair.
Stop it.
I broke up with Arthur, that creep from Fort Lee.
Oh, the one who looks like William Devane?
Willem Dafoe. William Devane? Who am I, Mom?
What happened?
I don't even want to talk about it. He just doesn't want to get married again.
So neither do you.
Yeah, but he doesn't even want to date. He says he likes me too much to date.
He likes you too much to date? Where do you meet these people?
Hey, that's what's out there. Trust me, you married the perfect guy.
Oh, yeah, unless you're like, you know, sitting in a restaurant starving to death waiting to order. I'm thinking soup, but... They only have bisque, and I'm uneasy with bisque. I don't know why. Believe me, nothing's perfect. Oops.
You're gonna serve that now?
No, not till about 7.
Ooh, look, a cute girl.
Look at you guys.
Lisa. Hi.
Don't worry, I'm not staying.
What?
I'm not staying.
No, hey, sure, hey, whatever, sure. How's everything? Good? How's the guy from Fort Lee? More importantly, how is the new car running? Good?
Oh, they stole my stereo and slashed the seats.
No.
Where?
I was at Roosevelt Hospital the night I had my panic attack.
Yeah, but you're insured, right?
I forgot to send in my premium.
Hey, who needs insurance as long as you got your health, right?
And I'm getting my period. Again.
Oh, look what happened here!
Would you excuse me for 1 minute? Subtle. What?
What? What? What is she doing here? We're supposed to have foreplay in 11 minutes.
She just got dumped. She's so depressed.
Lisa, depressed? Really?
What was I supposed to do? Not let her come over?
You know, if I walked in here tonight with Selby, you would have gone nuts.
Well, that's different.
Why? Why is that different?
Because she's my sister, and he's over here every night of our life.
And she's not, right? You know, tonight was supposed to be you and me. That was the whole purpose of it.
Okay, if it means that much to you, I'll ask her to leave. Who are you calling?
Selby, what's up?
Don't you dare.
Lasagna? Is it vegetarian? Because he won't eat that.
If he comes over, I'm walking out of here.
Yeah, no, why would she mind? He'll be crazy.
Seriously, I'll go out with my sister.
Where? To do what?
Wherever, to do whatever I want.
We'll see you when you get here. Great.
Well, so much for our evening alone.
It don't look too good right now.
Why don't you just marry Selby? You'll probably be a lot happier.
Hey, send your sister home. I'll call off Selby right now.
You are so cruel.
I'm cruel? That's interesting. I'm cruel. Tell me that you called Fran and Mark.
You said you were going to call.
I didn't. You said
forget
I...
Forget it.
Don't tell me to forget. Who invites them?
That's not the point.
And who complains that we don't spend time together, huh?
Well, I changed my mind.
I see.
I don't even want to have a relationship with you.
Oh, that's very nice. Hi! Honey, can I say something? Flat isn't always more. Enough. We're gonna have enough. The only one who's gonna eat is Selby. You know, I had a big lunch, and Lisa's dieting, and Mark and Fran are going to split a piece, you know? And you're not going to eat anyway, because you're mad.
I'm not mad.
Well, now, I feel like I should go home and change clothes. I mean, I didn't realize you were having people over.
Well, neither did we.
Are you guys fighting?
We're not fighting.
This is just how we live.
Don't fight me. I just need ice.
Maybe you could chip some off my wife's mood.
Ow!
I'm sorry.
You have no ice?
That's the one thing I asked you to do.
Selby said that he is bringing the ice.
Well, Selby isn't here yet.
Yes, he is. He just walked in, and he's already torturing my husband.
Seriously.
What?
How often you cheat on Fran?
What?
Come on, you could tell me man to man.
I don't have a question in that.
Is Fran still seeing that transit come?
What?
Come on, come here. I'll be back. What's going on?
I told you to bring ice, but you forgot it in the cab.
Got it. How do you forget ice in a cab?
I don't know. I'm such a jerk. The driver, he had one of those little coolers in the front seat.
And you, what'd you get? Oh,
and I asked him to keep it up there for me so it wouldn't melt. Like a dope, I forgot.
You guys are like the Abbott and Costello of liars.
She's tough.
Very tough.
Hey, looks like the party's in here.
I love this. This always happens. Why do people congregate in the kitchen?
You know why? Because nobody wants to say, get out so I can fight with my spouse in private.
I got the cheese.
I have a plate.
Mark, could you bring these inside, please? No problem.
Salad.
Fran, Paul and I need a second.
Oh. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is everything all right?
Can I help?
Give these to Mark.
He knows where they go.
Yes. Yes, he does. Well, I'm definitely gonna call them if I ever move.
If you move.
What? No, sorry. We. If we move, okay? Kill me because I said I instead of we. Yeah, you know why I said that? Because subliminally, that means that I hate you. Which, ow! There's a magnet in the thing.
I just don't know why this is all so hard.
What?
This, everything. Marriage, it's supposed to be different than this.
Says who?
Everyone.
Well, they're wrong. It's just like this. It's exactly like this.
According to who?
Everybody. I asked around. Look, there's always gonna be stuff, you know? But that's, I put up with your crap and you put up with my crap.
That's marriage?
This is what I'm thinking.
Great.
Look, all I know is that if we keep this up, we're gonna die. Because I'm either gonna burst into flames or I'm gonna strangle you. And I really don't want to do either one.
What do you want?
I just want to be married to you.
What if this lasagna sucks?
What if it doesn't?
What if they've come... More.
Come here.
There's people out there.
Ain't got enough chips to keep them occupied.
Come here.
What are you doing?
Come here.
Hey.
Come here.
Wait, hey. There's people out there.
Nobody come in here for a while. It's a big surprise.
You don't scare me. Listen, what do you think the surprise is?
Well, you see, I know what it is, but I can't tell you.
You know? What, they told you?
Oh, please.
No, who told you, Paul?
Come on, you're making me uncomfortable here.
Do you think this makes me a bad hostess?
Not at all.
Can you imagine if Fran walked in?
Honey, Fran is not the image I need right now.
Sorry.
It's probably a big deal over nothing. The first few times we had people over, the littlest things can set you off. If I told you I once cried because I didn't have a gravy boat, would you believe me? Are you sure Jamie does it like that? Because the last time we were here, the silver was next to the plates.
She just switched to this method last week.
There's a very sharp corner digging right in my thigh. Our next table has to be a king.
They're probably baking. Fran?
I'm not sure.
I've heard baking before. It doesn't sound like that. Fran?
Of course. My birthday 2 weeks ago. If she is baking me a cake, I will absolutely kill her.
Fran, you can't go in there.
Are you two okay?
You know, speed is usually considered a bad thing in this event.
This is the most fun we've ever had with Fran and Mark here.
This was great. We have to do it again, and soon.
Well, as soon as humanly possible.
Oh, did we tell you guys? We're going on a cruise.
Oh, that's wonderful. Where? When?
End of the month, Puerto Vallarta, 8 days.
Oh, that's nice. Fellow in my office went, said it was fantastic. The food, the weather, unbelievable. You guys should come with us.
No, we couldn't.
No, maybe. Don't be silly. We'd love it. It'd be nice to have the company. Fran? more company. Company for the two of us, for both of us. Two couples. Both us, two couples. Okay. You misunderstood me. Okay, because they can't just pack up and leave right away, right?
You know, it's funny because, you know, we can.
The end of the month is perfect for us.
Fran?
You get yourself into these things. We're going alone.
We'll go alone because I think it's romantic that way.
We were looking forward, but I understand.
Okay, I'm going. Would you please take a cab?
Oh, come on. The subway's faster.
Honey. The subway is full of degenerates.
Well, how am I going to meet anyone if I take a cab?
Fran, we're putting her in a cab.
No.
Gee, is it 11:15 already?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, go to bed.
Thanks for dinner, Selby.
Don't mention it. Can you believe this? How can they not realize that Clark Kent is Superman? These people are reporters.
What's going on tomorrow?
Oh, I think I'm supposed to go out with that girl, Dora.
The dancer?
Unbelievable legs.
Ouch.
Very muscular.
Well, you gotta hurt me.
Got a sister, too.
Stop it.
Honey, you coming to bed?
Man, it's like a work whistle.
It's very easy to make fun, isn't it? Let me tell you something. Someday, you are going to hear a voice just like that. And amazingly enough, you are going to say, in a second, sweetie. And you two will shove your best friend out the door and go to bed.
You sure you don't want to do something?
I love chest hair.
Hey, what you have there is plenty good. Good point in us both having the same thing.
I think my sister knew.
Yeah, I think Selby knew.
How?
I told him. No guy does that without telling somebody.
I guess we haven't lost the magic, huh?
Well, for tonight, yeah.
I know what I mean.
See, now I'm afraid you might be out of things to worry about.
I love you.
I love you more.
We
You having Thanksgiving with your parents or mine?
I thought I'd just come visit you at the institution.